Hey everybody, my name is Fia and you're listening to the Indie Miss Podcast, a show on self-improvement, relating with others better, and becoming the best version of yourself. If you like this episode, please don't forget to subscribe, tune in, share this podcast, and do enjoy the show. I've got two words for you. Social distancing. Yeah, no matter where we're reading it from, we're told to stay at home, not do anything outside because this coronavirus disease is gonna come get you. Well, what if you don't have work? What if you're a student, for example? Or what if your work is somewhere, you know, that can't be brought online? You have nothing to do at home, you're bored, and you're about to go insane. Well, I'd like to be productive as much as I want, and regardless of whether or not it's inside or outside, I make it a point to be productive. So today, I'd like to talk about some tips, some things to do while you're inside, so you also feel energized and useful. Before we get started, I'd like just to ask a few questions, two actually. Number one, what have you been meaning to do? And number two, what do you never have time for? So when you answer those two things, I think coming up with a list of things to do at home while you're in quarantine, something like that, it's gonna be easy for you. Now's your chance to do those things, so let's get on to it. Okay, number one is organize your photos and send some to loved ones. This is for those who've got nothing better to do and who have access to their childhood memories. So there's nothing like going through old photos, right? It's very nostalgic. It brings you back to the time where there was no quarantine, where you were just, you know, living blissfully or peacefully and just minding your food or your toys or whatever. It's nostalgic, again, and it's sweet and it can be inspiring. It'll make you have hope. It'll give you hope during these tough times. So you can organize your old photos into albums, physical albums, or you can scan them and send them over, you know, via Facebook or Instagram or any place where your loved ones are connected with you. So you can have like this sort of trading with photos of the past. You could also print some for your home if you've got a printer. Select a few to turn them into postcards and send them off like once this pandemic is over, this lockdown is above us and beyond us. And you can also print and send them to old friends and family members. So more or less like a postcard, but you know what I mean. We all need a positive note right now. And there's just so much the world needs in terms of finances, money. And one thing we can do that can be for free is to support them. Do what we can. Number two, create playlists. So I'm a huge sucker for Spotify and Apple Music playlists. Like I have one for when I wake up. I have one for the shower when I take a bath. I have one for work when the work is really intense. I also have another one for when work is pretty chill. I have a playlist for before going to sleep. I have all those things and they're all very different. I highly recommend creating work playlists. So researchers have told us or have shown that playlists can add up to your productivity. They found that there are three kinds of motivational music. So first one is pre-task music. This is music that gets you in the right mindset before the task at hand. The second one is during task music or work music. This is music you listen to while you're working to stay on track and enhance performance. And then last one is post-task music. So it helps you to wind down, recover, and cool down after an intense task. This is great for when you want to stay motivated or in that mindset. So my pre-task music usually is either opera music or like Baroque opera music or something chill like say Tom Misch, if you know that artist. During task music is a mixture of pop, R&B, and some, I think, indie rock, if I'm not mistaken. And then my post-task music is again either opera, piano classics from Bach and Mozart sometimes. And again, you know, I have like, I think, retro music sometimes, which really relaxes me a lot. Number three, spring clean. Okay, another question. What have you been meaning to clean out? It is spring. Well, any day can be spring. Any time can be spring if you want it to. It can't hurt to do some big clean outs and create some space in your life. And now, during quarantine, is the perfect time to go through your stuff and see if there's anything you can throw away and, you know, clear that clutter. There are also some clean science, get the pun, there are some clean science to back it up. So, scientists at the Princeton University Neuroscience Institute showed that clutter causes us to lose focus and have less cognitive function. Another study from the Current Psychology Journal found that people with too much clutter in their homes were more likely to procrastinate, and I can attest to that like firsthand. The more things I have on my work table that I can see, you know, at hand, like in front of me, they distract me a lot. I'm sure it's different for other people with, you know, their different personalities and, you know, stuff like that. But in my case, if I see something that is really distracting, or like right now I have like combs and pens and my iPad in front of me. And whenever I see these things, I feel like, hey, why don't I just do something, you know? Why don't I just take my iPad, draw, and then neglect the work that I should be doing? And that has happened to me a lot of times in the past, and it's still happening to me right now. So I should follow my own advice given that. Again, now's the best time to become more productive while practicing social distancing at home. How do you clean your home? Start simple. Try tackling one room at a time, right? One, you can do your closet first. Try Marie Kondo's technique. You know, the magic art of tidying up. You'd also clean your garage if you have one, your pantry. Pantries are like, I can't work with pantries because there might be roaches, and I hate roaches a lot. If you need a smaller project to start with, you could always clean your table first, your bedside drawers if you have them, your attic or your basement, or even under the bed. It'll help with the allergies to get all that dust out. Another reason why I think you should do this is you never know what old book, toy, or photo album you might find, especially if you've been living in that same place, if you own that house, and you've been living in that place for years. You've forgotten maybe half of the things that you've stored in places, and it's always a nice adventure to look back and see, oh, hey, here's the $20 that I, you know, clipped into a book or something. That happens. Also, cleaning up doesn't mean you have to stop at your house. Why not tidy up your computer or phone's hardware space as well? Right? You can try organizing your desktop, getting rid of old programs and apps you don't use, backing up and deleting old photos you don't need, resetting your computer, but just make sure you make a backup. Another bonus tip that I have, if you've got some valuable stuff, try selling it online on sites like eBay or Amazon, or in our case, you could go to Carousel or send it, you know, sell it on Shopee or Lazada. As they say, one man or woman's trash is another man's treasure. Number four, do some science-based goal setting. Want to know the quickest, easiest way to achieve your goals? Something you can do right now? Curious? Okay, here it is. Write down your goals. Yep. So research from the Dominican University of California proved that just writing down goals increases the chances of you achieving them by 42%. It's not enough that it's in your mind, right? You need to write it down. It motivates you more. So I also love doing annual goal setting sessions. So what that basically is throughout the year, I have a checklist of things that I want to do. Sometimes if it's too large a task to do a yearly, I settle with just monthly or weekly. So for example, this week, I made sure that I have a checklist for Monday that I did on Monday for the whole week. And so Tuesday I do this, Wednesday, and then at the end of the week, I get to reward myself. And so that's another thing that you can look forward to. If you have trouble finding out your goals, I do have a science that you can follow that'll help you dig deep into what you want out of the next few years and help you get it. So really, it all starts with a goal wheel. I will be linking an image for you to follow in the show notes. So please do check that out so you can follow along. So you can start by ranking each area from 1, extremely dissatisfied, to 5, very satisfied. This gives you a snapshot of your life, so the fuller the circle, the better. Then pick a few things you could work on to get your numbers higher. Number 5, grab a pen and paper. So if you're socially isolated and not talking to people face to face so much, why not engage in dialogue with yourself through journaling? One 2017 study in the Academy of Management Journal followed 63 recently unemployed professionals for 8 months. One group was told to start writing expressively, the other control group did not. So, what are the striking results? 52% of those who wrote found full-time employment compared to only 19% in the control group. Question: why did they find employment? Well, participants who wrote down their difficulties in finding a new job were able to process their emotions better. That allowed them to have better motivation and a more positive attitude. I love to keep a journal by my desk all the time. Every night I write onto it, and sometimes I even write on my notes. That could serve as your journal if you don't have anything, you know, physical, if you don't want to carry around a notebook or some sort. You could always go to your phone and have like a folder on your notes app for your journals. Before I go to bed, I jot down the most important parts of my day, like what I'm grateful for, what I accomplished that day, things that I did, any major and minor events or highlights that stood out to me, and things that I want to accomplish or what are happening the next day. Okay, that was part one of our social distancing series. I didn't intend it to be a series sort of, you know, episode, but the more that I was talking earlier, the more I realized there are so many things that have anything to do with social distancing that I feel would be great for the next couple of episodes. So if you're interested to learn more about social distancing, know what you can do, we're going to focus on reconnecting with certain things in the next episode. So if you're curious to know what that is, if you have nothing better to do, stay tuned and share this podcast with everyone you know. So I hope you learned a lot, got motivated to do some things that I mentioned in the episode, and you know, just make sure that this quarantine doesn't make you insane. I know a lot of people tend to be, you know, very extroverted and can't really stand the thought of, you know, being at home, bunkering up with your family or your friends or even by yourself, which can be very isolating. So for the next episode, I'll be talking about how to reconnect with people without actually being physically in touch with them. If that sounds like something that you're interested in, stay tuned for the next episode, and I'll leave you here today to do some of the things that I mentioned. All right, thanks and bye, guys.